I'm about to say something that will make your skin itch. Consider yourself warned. I have bed bugs. How does this fit into the Allegheny front? Well, when your foot is covered with welts so itchy that you crave amputation, you too might consider giving the stink eye to old Rachel Carson and searching for DDT on the black market. I didn't feel this way at the beginning of my saga. A few weeks after I moved into an apartment, I noticed bites on my back and legs. I told the building superintendent, who called an exterminator. I dreaded the impending exterminator's visit. When I was a kid with a dog and two cats, my mom had Orkin spray our baseboards preventatively for fleas. I remember finding it troubling that a man was carrying a big tank around the house, pumping who knows what. And I was, as I would have said in the 80s, grossed out by the smell, subtle though it was. So I was relieved when my apartment's exterminator decided not to spray. He lifted up my furniture and didn't see the telltale spots of a bedbug infestation. So I felt naively hopeful that my problem had magically passed. A week later, I realized my complacency was a mistake. That's when my boyfriend and I sank into my love seat and watched a movie. While I snacked on cheese during the film, a bug or two snacked on me. Since I do, after all, host this radio show that explores environmental health risks, I've been seeking out the least toxic solution on my own. Least toxic for me, that is, because I will kill those little creepers without looking back. Even though, honestly, part of me can't help but admire their evolutionary genius. I mean, not only do they suck blood, they inject an anesthetic, so I can't feel them at work, and an anticoagulant to keep their meal flowing. But having them as housemates is not an option. I don't sleep well knowing they might be paying a visit. I don't have friends over. I don't tell many people about the problem because they edge away from me when I do. And though I crave a quick fix like DDT, the truth is, pesticide resistance is, according to the federal government, believed to be one of the reasons that bedbugs have reemerged. The Centers for Disease Control says that the bugs have actually been resistant to DDT as far back as the 1950s in the U.S. But the least toxic solution may be long and drawn out. Something called diatomaceous earth is my number one weapon. It's the fossilized remains of a hard-shelled algae, ground up and sold as an off-white powder, similar in feel to talc. It's used indoors to get rid of not just bedbugs, but ants, fleas, any little creature that wears their skeleton on the outside of their body, unlike you and me. So I've been dusting my apartment with a diatomaceous earth, which clogs up bugs' exoskeletons and cuts them. I put duct tape over the electrical outlets in case they're in the walls, but every week or so, I still get a bite. So then it's down the four floors of the building to the laundry room to hot water wash and dry my sheets, my blankets, pillows, and all my clothes. Again. And to call into work late so I can vacuum the apartment, carefully taking the vacuum down four floors out to the icy sidewalk to put the vacuum bag in a plastic bag before it goes into the dumpster. Again. I still haven't called the exterminator back. I reserve the right to do so, though. But I'm trying to look at this like my experience working on an organic farm one year. Instead of using herbicides, we crawled around what seemed like infinite rows of tiny carrot sprouts, pinching away weeds by hand. Then, and in this case, the least toxic solution is often the most physically laborious, the most time-consuming, sometimes even the most costly. But in the end, it often works. So when I do finally feel secure the bugs are gone and I can have friends over, I won't feel nervous when their kids roll around the floor and giggle.